Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new Day All-Purpose Cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria on hard, non-porous surfaces around your home with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before. For day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome! Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, 5th of March. Good to have you aboard, Parts of the Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorney, 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, I send you to where you're going to be treated like family, just like I was at the very start. This podcast is not possible without Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorney. You call them, you get the compensation you deserve. 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. We got a lot going on. I'm so glad you're willing to spend your Tuesday with us here on Zaslow Show 2.0. And of course, if you're looking to cash in and get a little bit of that money, we know that Bet Online continues to be your number one source for all your wagering needs. That's college hoops, pro hoops, NHL. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Okay. So, We're in a great mood based on the events of last night. We got a great night tonight. Can we get another double dip? Both of our teams are red hot. South Florida, center of the sports universe. Everybody knows that. We got the Panthers tonight. Second night of a back-to-back. They are at the Devils. We're the Devils. And you got the Heat at home as they are taking on the Detroit Pistons. Don't forget, the Heat had opening night hosting the Detroit Pistons. They won that game by a point. You remember Cade Cunningham at the buzzer, a three-pointer that went off the rim, and the Heat snuck by the lowly Detroit Pistons. So, great sports night coming up tonight. Let's get to what happened last night. Not a whole lot of action. Two games of note in the NBA. As far as college basketball goes, Duke won, Baylor won. They beat Texas. The NBA had two games of note. The Bucks beat the Clippers last night, 113-106. It was the second day of a back-to-back for the Clippers. But the Bucks had no Giannis, and Middleton never plays. Damian Lillard had a huge night. The Bucks, they come from behind. They win that game. The Lakers. The Thunder was one of my picks on Driving the Line. I'm on Driving the Line every Monday. The Thunder were one of my picks. And the Lakers, they were up double figures really this entire game. It was the second day of a back-to-back for Oklahoma City. No excuse, though. Lakers win 116-104. And if you look at that Western Conference right now, that playoff picture, it is a bloodbath. The Western Conference, how about just the play-in in the West? Number 7, Sacramento. 8, Dallas. 9, Lakers. 10, Golden State. I mean, incredible what the Western Conference postseason looks like. There could be upsets all over the place. The Miami Heat, they take the court tonight. Even in the loss column, a half game back overall of number 6, Orlando. A game back of number 5, Philadelphia. One back in the loss column also of number 4, New York. So it's a real logjam between number 4 and number 7, where in one spot, you're fighting for home court advantage in the first round. In the other spot, you're going to be in a play-in. So a lot of jostling is going to be happening there. Tonight's a game the Heat obviously have to win. So that's a little bit of what happened last night. Let's get to the important stuff now. Your Florida Panthers! That's right. I go into every game now expecting them to win. Even on a night like last night, the Panthers go into last night number 1 in the entire NHL. The New York Rangers, number 2 in the Eastern Conference. They're at Madison Square Garden, a building the Panthers have not won at in 5 years. The Rangers are really good, and last night felt like a playoff game. We're going to talk to our pal Jessica Blaylock, Bally Sports Florida. She'll continue the Panthers conversation with us. But let's get to the game last night. So, really rare that it happens. Bobrovsky gave up a bad rebound, which led to a bad goal. And the Rangers go up 1-0, all right? So the Rangers, a 1-0 lead after the first period. We get to the second, and look, the Rangers are as good as anyone out there. But this Panther team, they get down 1-0. It's like, all right, like, they're going to be okay. Nonetheless, that's a really difficult game last night. And then the Panthers, in the second period, as beautiful a goal you're going to see all season long.
Ranger power play goal in the first. Verhaeghe for Barkov off his stick. Barkov trying to settle it down in front, and they score! Sam Reinhart making 43 on the season, and the Panthers have tied it.
And put this one right at the top of your list of highlight goals for the season.
Now, you didn't notice this. So, Reinhart, it's his 43rd goal of the season, ties the game at 1. You don't know this while you're watching it live. Then they show the replay. And the move that Barkov is balancing the puck on his stick. He is popping it out of midair twice. And then falls to the ground and still manages to have enough control of the puck that he makes a perfect pass to Reinhart, who buries it to tie the game. It's as beautiful a goal you're going to see all year because of the captain, his assist. I don't know TSN, NHL Network, what their top plays for were last night. That has to be number 1. Beautiful goal. Ties the game at 1. And then, just a couple minutes later, they connect again.
Barkov back out there after setting up a beautiful goal. Here he is. Here's Reinhart again. He's got 44 for Sam Reinhart. Barkov sets him up and the Panthers have the lead. That duo is unstoppable.
Reinhart with his 44th goal on the power. I think it was on the power play. On the power play and just buries it to the back of that beautiful assist again from Barkov, where he waits for just the right moment to put it back on the stick of Sam Reinhart, and the Panthers are up 2-1. But later on in that second period, the Rangers, they would tie it at 2. So we go into the third period. This is a playoff-type feel. And how about the Lamborghini with his fifth goal of the season?
Zinski tied up. Lomberg back over the Ranger line. Gets it towards the net. He scores! Rev up the Lamborghini on Broadway, baby! The Panthers lead it 3-2.
Never a bad play to just fire that puck. You never know. You can handcuff a goaltender.
He gives the good celly. He taunts the crowd there at the Garden a little bit. And Ryan Lomberg gives the Panthers a 3-2 lead. Now, we're getting to the closing minutes. And everybody knows, you know, when you stand up and you inch closer to the television in the Zaslow Mansion family room, you know that means business. You know that means this is a tight game. This is very serious stuff. And finally, Seskirchen gets pulled from the net. The Rangers, 6 skaters on 5. So I got to stand up now. I'm holding my pillow. I'm standing up. I'm inching closer to that television. That means that I mean business. And Anton Lundell, he manages to ice the game.
Loose puck. Ekman Larson pops it out to center. Can Lundell get there? The empty net for Anton Lundell. Bingo! And the Panthers make it 4-2 with less than a minute left.
Oh, yeah. We were jumping around the Zaslow Mansion family room. My wife's there. She thinks I'm an idiot. My son, my older son, was watching. I sit back on the couch right next to him. I just look over. Best win of the season. It really, I think last night was the best win of the season. I'll ask Jessica Blaylock when she joins us here. We'll continue the conversation with her. I think last night was the best win of the season on the road. While you're, I mean, they're like, the Panthers are like 25-3-2 in their last 30 games. Think about that. 25-3-2. This is domination that is going on by your favorite little hockey team right now. I can't wait for the Stanley Cup playoffs to arrive. The Panthers get a monster win last night at the Garden. And now, second I have a back-to-back tonight. Okay. Any load management? Anyone going to take the night off? Is Barkov going to show up to the dressing room before the game? And he's not getting dressed, and they're going to be like, hey, Captain, what's going on? He's like, I got to rest tonight. I'm resting. Is Brandon Montour going to take a load management night? Is Matthew Tkachuk going to have load management? Because it's inhumane to play back-to-back nights. Hell no, there's not going to be a load management. The Panthers are going to go out there, and they're going to kick the shit out of the Devils. You know what I'm talking about. As you can tell, I am very pumped up about what the Panthers are doing right now. But they're not the only ones tonight. We'll get to Jessica in a moment here. They're not the only ones. The Heat are back in action tonight. And this is the kind of game where, because it's the Detroit Pistons, and I don't think the Heat are in the business right now of taking anyone lightly. Jimmy already told you it's time. And if it's time, then we go out tonight, and this is a business trip. I would expect the Heat to take care of business this evening. 7 o'clock Panthers. They get the main TV in the Zaslow Mansion family room. 7:30, Heat. They'll start on the small TV. But because the way that it lines up, we'll get to flip-flop because the Panthers will go to intermission, and the Heat will be going on. And then we get to flip back again when the game Panther game ends, and we get to watch the entire fourth quarter of the Heat game on the big TV. We got a great setup, all right? We got a system here in the Zaslow Mansion. And that's how we do it, so we can pay very close attention to both games while they're going on at the same time. Now, obviously, you know what else we love to pay attention to. We love paying attention to getting great sleep. And that means I tell you about one of our great sponsors. They've been with us for almost a year now. Sheets and Giggles! Now, if you already shop at Sheets and Giggles, you're getting the best sleep of your life. You got the coolest, the softest, most breathable bed sheets out there. If you have not shopped at SheetsGiggles.com, use promo code Zaslow. You'll get 20% off your first order. Imagine, You need a new mattress? A eucalyptus mattress right now at SheetsGiggles.com. What better time than to treat yourself to the best sleep of your life? 20% off that eucalyptus mattress if it's your first order and you use promo code ZASLOW, ZASLOW. I got the eucalyptus pillow. I got the bed sheets. The comforter, it's heavy, but it's soft and it's cool. I love it. I sleep like a baby. Go to SheetsGiggles.com where my man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, he's got all kinds of great deals going on whenever you set, whenever you go on to SheetsGiggles.com. But if it's your first time ordering from them, I want to set you up. Use promo code ZASLOW, ZASLOW, 20% off your first order, and you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles and never turning back. SheetsGiggles.com. So all guests on ZASLOW Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's how you can enjoy the Panther game tonight. You go to Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. You can make sure you drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. The Panthers, of course, were super fired up. I go into every game expecting them to win. Bally Sports Florida, Jessica Blaylock joins us here. Panthers coming off the win last night, of course. Tonight, they are back at it. They are in New Jersey. They are taking on the Devils. Jess, how you doing this morning? Thanks a lot for hanging out with us.
I'm doing great. I'm still flying high from that huge win over the Rangers last night. So impressive. Once again,
I go into every game, Jess. I never expect them to lose. And you know, it's like the way that they played in the postseason last year.
Yeah.
Really, from when they were down 3-1 to Boston to the rest of the way, they've been playing like that the whole way this season.
Well, and it just goes back to what Paul Maurice has always preached since day one. He wants this team to play the same style that they're going to play in the playoffs in the regular season. And ever since Paul Maurice came to the Florida Panthers, we've seen this transition to, you know, prior that the Panthers were a high-flying, high-scoring, offensive-minded team, right? And now they have become the best defensive team in the NHL. The goals against average, they're first in the league. It's unbelievable, not only defensively what they're doing, but pair that up with the goaltending that they're getting from both Sergei Bobrovsky and Anthony Stolarz. There is such a buy-in from top to bottom, from the forwards to the defensemen to the goalies, just the style of hockey that they want to play. And it is all about old school, hard-nosed, tough defense. And that is why they have been able to be so successful.
They're better this year than they were, it feels, in the playoffs last
year.
Oh, 100%. Like, as great as they were in the playoffs, they are even better this year, right?
Yeah, I completely agree. And again, a lot of it goes back to the buy-in defensively. That's one thing that I talked to Paul Maurice about earlier this season, was one of the reasons the team is better this year than last year. And it makes sense, right? Last year was Paul Maurice's first year as head coach. You have new players. You have a new system that you're trying to learn. You are basically undergoing a change in your entire identity, which is why I think the team struggled in the first half of the season last year, right? Because they're learning how to play a completely different style of hockey. And now that you've had the guys that have been in that system for a year plus, you have the new guys who came in this year, like a Kevin Stenlin, who has been elite on the penalty kill, like an Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who has revitalized his career. Everybody that you've brought in has not only also bought into the type of hockey that they want to play, they have just been tremendous additions to the team. And it's all worked together so well, but it's because every single player is committed to the style of hockey that Paul Maurice wants this team to play.
Yeah. So speaking of Paul Maurice, and I got to be, you know, the first one who raises my hand, you know, when I talk about this, but the amount of criticism that he received last year, I was calling him the murderer of fun the entire season last year. And the criticism, you know, on social media, all of it, just to where we are right now. I can't recall a turnaround like this where you think one way of the coach. And you know what? You could add Sergei Bobrovsky to this conversation as well. You know, the turnaround from the way you feel about a player to how you feel about him now. Between the coach and the goaltender, I can't remember ever in South Florida sports the kind of turnaround that there has been between key parts like those two guys. Like I was so angry with both of them, obviously, especially Paul Maurice. And now Paul Maurice is my guy, and Sergei Bobrovsky is my guy too, no matter what happens moving forward. Like I can't think of a turnaround like those guys have had.
Yeah, Bob might even win another Vezina this season with the way that he's playing. But yeah, and look, I get it. And I think that we had this conversation last year. It's hard as a fan to be patient, right? Especially for South Florida fans who have gone through a lot of ups and downs with their respective teams throughout the course of the years. And, you know, with Paul Maurice, I think you and I literally talked about this word for word last year about what I just referenced, about how a team was undergoing an identity change. And that doesn't just take a week or a month or a handful of games. Sometimes that takes several months. Sometimes that takes a season of growing pains. And it was something that I asked Bill Zito about last year at the trade deadline. What, you know, was that start of the season last year a time where he was going to expect some growing pains? And he said completely. And then as far as Bobrovsky, I think Bob is at his best when he does play pretty consistently. And if you remember at the beginning of last season, Sergei Bobrovsky was splitting time with Spencer Knight quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that was also the new coaching staff getting acclimated with what they had in their goaltenders. Even though, you know, Rob Talas has been here for years, Paul Maurice and, you know, anybody who is new still needs to learn their team. There's still that process of learning your team and understanding what you have in every single player. So I think that partly played into maybe the slower start for Bob. But what he did in the playoffs last year has completely carried over to this season. And he has been hands down one of the most consistent goalies in the league this year. And I mean, we see it even last night, you know, the deflection by Mika Zibanejad that he snatches out of the air, the breakaways. And that's the big thing. The odd man rushes and the breakaways. He is making that big save time and time and time again. The save that you need to keep your team in the game. He is making those. And now, you know, I'm so glad to see how much everybody has gotten on board with Paul Maurice, because he is the best. I wish everybody could have a one-on-one conversation.
Well, he's always been amazing with the media. Even last year when the team was struggling, he's always been amazing with media.
Some of the quotes that he has dropped on us since he has been in South Florida, like last year, one of my favorite ones last year was after the Leafs won their first game in that series. And he's like, I know everybody's so happy right now. And he just dropped like 5 F-bombs in the span of like one quote, just giving the media, the national media, a hard time about like how excited they were that Toronto finally won a game in the series. And it's just, he's just the best. He's just the best. And I love that even though the Panthers are the number one team in the league, he's always talking about where they can get better and where they can identify, where they can continue to grow. And I love that. There's no complacency in Paul Maurice. There's no complacency in that dressing room amongst any of those players, even though their position that they're in is completely different this year than where they were last year. One of the things that I always say is there is that, like, that exact same sense of urgency on this team, right? They don't play any differently as the top team in the league than they did last year when they knew they basically had to win out for the remainder of the season just to get into the playoffs. And that is what I love so much about this team. They never, ever take a night off.
Trade deadline is in a few days. Now, when they were in a similar position 2 years ago, they went out, they traded for Claude Giroux. They went out, they traded for Ben Chiarot. You know, they made big deadline moves. Do you think they're going to try and do something big this time around again?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised, right? Because you always want to make your team better if you can. But I also think when it comes to Bill Zito and his philosophy, it's not just about the skill set of the player. It's about whether they'll be a good fit in that dressing room. It's about whether they will complement the culture that has been created. You know, there's been a lot of speculation about trying to bolster your back end. You know, you've got good depth with your forward lines. So I think it's just, I think it's twofold. It's number one, what do you have to give up to get the player that you're targeting? And number two, does the player that you're targeting fit into your culture? Does it fit into the vibe of that dressing room? So right now I look at the Panthers and I don't really see any deficiencies. Defensively, they're the number one team in the league. They've got depth when it comes to being able to roll all four lines. I mean, look,
I would love for them to add another forward. You know, every team can always add another forward.
Oh, like,
that would, that would be where I would go.
Would they try and bring back Anthony Duclair? You know, a player like that who has familiarity with the system, who would be a great fit once again in that Panthers dressing room as far as the culture. He is still beloved by all of his teammates. He and Bill Zito still have a great relationship. Bill went to one of his events, like community events. So, I mean, there is still a relationship there. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, trade deadline just a couple days away. And I'm curious myself to see what potential moves the Panthers may make.
From a personal level, which of the guys that are no longer here from last year's team do you miss the most?
Definitely Duke, because one of my favorite things that Duclair would do, he knew I was trying to learn how to speak French. So there would be practice days where after he was done, he would just wait by the boards for me to walk by and practice French phrases with me. So, I mean, just little things like that, you know, but, and Gudis, of course. I mean, Radko Gudis, like, we saw.
For me, it's Gudis. Like, I remember the first game, I think I was at the game where they were here.
Where Barkov went to do the high five.
Yeah.
He wasn't there. I know. Everybody loved Gudis.
I think I was at the game where they were here, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, Gudis plays for Anaheim. And I was saying to myself, you know what? I wouldn't even mind if he punched one of our guys. Like, I wouldn't even be mad. I miss him so much.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could always count on Gudis for a huge hit that changes the momentum of the game. But, I mean, that's the thing is you have players –
well, I think Mikola's done a good job filling that role for the most part.
Well, and it's not even like you have players that play such a physical style of hockey that, you know, Matthew Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, Ryan Lomberg. I mean, you go down the list and everybody plays a physical brand of hockey for the most part.
Well, and you know what? Speaking of those guys, like the line last night, and obviously Maurice has mixed it up a little bit, but Bennett, Tkachuk and Nick Cousins, and Steve Goldstein said on the broadcast last night, he said, is that a playoff line if you've ever seen one?
Yeah, I mean, because you've got that blend of skill, you've got that blend of physicality, and every single line, again, right, is great defensively. We even saw the fourth line. That's something that Chick and I were talking about before the start of the third period, was whether or not, because it was a 2-2 game at the time, whether Paul Maurice would shorten his bench. And we saw the fourth line out on the ice, and Ryan Lomberg scores the go-ahead goal. You know what I mean? So there's so many different ways that this team can attack, and there's trust in every single player who's out there at any given moment. that it's just, it really is. It is such a special team. I don't know if I've ever covered a team like this before, or a dressing room like this before, where this team is so committed to one another. It's just incredible. It really is incredible.
This is BVK for Ocean City Tourism, OCMD streaming audio. On March 11th, 2024, the title of the spot is STSA Leisure Summer. This is a 30-second composite stereo streaming audio mix.
Get away with friends to the laid-back Maryland coast, where you can catch up while casting off and hang 10 while hanging out, where a day on board is never boring and full throttle is half the fun, where you can sink a putt, raise a glass, and there's always room for one more round. Ocean City, Maryland. Somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Was last night the best win of the season? You know, I was, they go up 3-2. I'm watching, my wife and my older son are with me in the Zaslow Mansion family room. And, you know, they pull Siskurvich, you know, with what, like 90 seconds left. So I'm watching the final minute and a half on my feet, because everybody knows, and I think you obviously know this too, the closer you get to the television, that means the more important it is. So
oh, yeah.
I'm standing.
Tell how stressed I am based on how close I'm sitting to the TV.
So I'm standing up now. I'm holding a pillow up against my chest, and I'm rather close to the television. And Lundell gets the empty net goal, and yeah. You know, I sit back down, I look at my son, I go, best win of the season. Was last night best win of the season?
I definitely think if it's not the top win of the season, it's one of the top three. I would also say the shutout of Colorado was a really, really good win.
Oh, they've owned Colorado. I mean, what, they scored like 13 goals against them this year? Something like that?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I would also say Vegas. At home, because remember, the Panthers had lost, what, like 5 or 6 in a row? And Vegas comes in.
That's right. It was a very tough stretch. You're right. Yep.
On December 23rd, very first meeting of the season against a team that beat you in the Stanley Cup final. And I know Vegas, big picture, they've had their struggles this year. They've dealt with a lot of injuries. But I still think there was so much riding on that game in particular. Not only because it was a rematch of the Stanley Cup final, but because the Panthers were trying to snap a pretty tough losing streak. So I would say the three games that stand out to me are, you know, the win last night against the Rangers, the win against Colorado at home, where the Panthers, I think, shut them out 4-0, and then the win back on December 23rd against the Vegas Golden Knights.
How about that goal last night from Reinhardt, the second goal, where you couldn't tell watching live what, I'm sorry, the first goal, where
the
you couldn't tell watching it live. Yeah, like you couldn't tell what Barkov did until they showed the replay. And then it's like, holy shit, that's that might be the goal of the year because of the assist.
I have watched that play, I'm not even kidding, probably 50 to 60 times now. I have watched that replay of the work by Alexander Barkov so many times. Zaz, I have covered the Panthers for 9 years. I've covered Alexander Barkov for 9 years. He has made some unbelievable plays throughout the course of these past 9 years. That might be the most absurd, unreal, incredible, nasty, filthy move I've ever seen Barkov make. I don't even have words to truly describe. First off, the level of difficulty. You know, we're watching it unfold in real time. And then when you go back and, like you said, you go back and you watch the replay, especially the slow-mo replay, the skill level it takes to pull off that move is out of this world. It's absolutely ridiculous, the move that Barkov made to set up that goal.
It's so much fun, Jess. Like, I mean, last year was so amazing, and they didn't even win. It's like, I don't even know how could I have felt any better about, or how could I have derived any more joy out of that run if they won the Stanley Cup, considering how great the whole thing made me feel when they lost in the Stanley Cup finals. Like, it was so amazing. And now just thinking about it, you know, we're only a little more than a month away and we get to do it all over again. And it just feels like it's going to be so much fun again.
Yeah. Oh, I think without a doubt. I mean, I think the only difference this season is last year, every series, you really honestly just felt like you were playing with house money, right? Because the Panthers were potentially 1 point away from missing the playoffs. You know, if Chicago had not beat the Pittsburgh Penguins, who knows how those last two games of the season may have played out, whether the Panthers would have gotten in by 1 point, whether the Panthers would have missed out on the playoffs by 1 point. So every series, you, especially after knocking off Boston in the first round, right? Like, you just felt like you were playing with house money. And this year, the expectations are there. I mean, everybody, national media, everybody.
I really want to play Tampa this year. Like, I want to go through Tampa. It's like, come on, it's time.
It feels like it's been building up for years, right? To just finally knock them off in a playoff series. But the expectations are without a doubt there that whoever wins the cup, it's going to have to go through Sunrise. But I watched this team play and I think to myself, you know, what team is going to be able to knock them out if they play the way that we have seen them play all season long? And I don't have any expectation that they wouldn't just continue to carry that over into the playoffs. I don't think anybody would want to look at their schedule and say, oh, I hope we draw the Panthers in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I would not even remotely want to play the Panthers. So I'm sure everybody else feels that way too.
Jess, tell everybody how they can catch you tonight as the Panthers are at the Devils. Go ahead.
Yes, night two of a back-to-back. You can tune in on Bally Sports Florida, 6:30 pregame show, 7 o'clock puck drop. And this is going to be an interesting one because the Devils just parted ways with Lindy Ruff. So this is their first game with just all the changes that have taken place for them in the past 24 to 48 hours. Night two of a back-to-back can always be very interesting. So we'll see what happens. But I tell you what, if the Panthers continue to play like they have, you said it, Zaz, you expect them to win going into every single game. And tonight is no different.
Yep. Great job, Jess. Thanks a lot for hanging out with us today. I always appreciate it.
Always so much fun to chat with you, especially when we're chatting cats.
Excellent job by Jessica Blaylock. And again, Panthers tonight, Panthers and Devils. And of course, you can catch her with Panthers Live. No load management. All right, so that everybody's going to be playing for the Panthers on the second night of a back-to-back. I know the NBA player, they will tell you it's inhumane, but the Panthers, they're going to be out there looking to take both these games in the back-to-back up in the Northeast. All right, very good. Well, it is Tuesday. You guys know how we roll on a Tuesday, right? Let's get to Twitter Jam. So this week's edition of Twitter Jam, tons of NFL news, free agency, franchise tags. Let's have Twitter Jam today focus on the Miami Dolphins and what's going on in free agency. We'll start out here, Ian Rappaport. He's the NFL reporter for NFL Network, and he tweets out, the Dolphins will not franchise tag standout defensive tackle Christian Wilkins, meaning the longtime pillar of Miami's defense will be a free agent. Wilkins will be one of the top free agents, regardless of position. Next tweet here, Jeremy Fowler, NFL writer for ESPN, development out of Indy. Several league sources expect Dolphins Christian Wilkins to avoid franchise tag. Miami source says keeping options open, but team bracing for star defensive tackle to hit free agency. All right, so Jeremy Fowler, he's telling you the same thing. Now, I don't believe just because he's hitting free agency, I don't believe that means he's leaving. But I think that the Dolphins have always had, remember, this goes back to training camp. The Dolphins have had one number in mind. Wilkins has obviously had another. And now the Dolphins are telling him, all right, go see if you can find that number. I think ultimately they'll wind up working it out. I think Wilkins wants to be here. I think he sees what they're building. Does it mean he's going to take a lot less? No. Does it mean he's going to take any less? No, I don't think so. But maybe the Dolphins are right in him thinking he can get more than he actually can. I think Wilkins is going to wind up staying. This next tweet is from Marcel Louis Jacques. He covers the Dolphins for ESPN NFL Nation. And he tweets here, the Dolphins rebuild began with the selection of Christian Wilkins in 2019. 5 years later, the bill is due with some gratuity added. All right, well, look, here's the thing. This is where the Dolphins get caught, in my opinion. If you pick a player in the first round, they took Christian Wilkins like number 12, number 10, number 12, something like that. If you pick a player in the first round, let alone that high in the first round, and you're not going to sign him to a second contract, like, why did you select him in the first round? The problem is, do you want to pay a defensive tackle that much money? But therein lies the problem where, all right, if you don't want to pay a defensive tackle that much money, which I do understand, then why are you taking a defensive tackle in the first round? Whoever you select in the first round, you would have to, you would hope they would be good enough to command a big-time contract. But if because of the position they play, you're not going to want to pay that position, which I think is where the Dolphins stand, then you shouldn't be selecting that position in the first round. Here's Fins Extra. Fins Extra is it's a Miami Dolphins. You know, like they give you updates. All right, come on, what do you want me to say? And they tweet out here a quote from Tyreek Hill on Christian Wilkins. Quote: Christian is one of the most respected guys in that locker room. He works his tail off every day. He's probably the hardest worker on the Miami Dolphins. And they attach the clip.
You know, like what you see on the TV and what people see with their eyes and stuff on the field, that's not what you get in the locker room. Like, Christian is, like, one of the most respected guys in that locker room, dog. Like, he works his tail off every day. Like, he's probably the hardest worker on the Miami Dolphins, dog. And that's saying a lot because we got a lot of hard workers on that team. So, everybody loves him, man. Like, now when he get in the game, it's like he a loose cannon.
Yeah, he's a loose cannon.
Why did he just put his thumb in his... Never mind. He didn't just do that, did he?
He doing some crazy crap for sure.
But in the locker room, it's like...
So that's his game day guy.
It's like, bro, don't different even... Different guy. But a good dude, though. I love Christian, though.
This next tweet is from Neil Driscoll. He has a Dolphins podcast. All right. He seems to know what he's talking about. And he tweets here, to be fair, the standoff between the Miami Dolphins and Christian Wilkins is neither side's fault. Last offseason, Miami was comfortable around $18 million a season. Wilkins' camp was seeking $24 million. It didn't work. Player was frustrated. Wilkins had a great 23 season, and now the price is higher. Miami still doesn't want to pay. Can't blame them as history sides with their decision-making, but now they are poised to lose a great player. Tagging Wilkins eliminates any flexibility Miami will have this offseason, as a $22 million cap hit that cannot be manipulated by restructure is something that would paralyze their ability to make moves. Wilkins leaving will fetch them a third-round compensatory pick in the draft, 25 draft, and will help the team's cap situation in future years. Wilkins will cash in when the league year begins. This is the business of football in 24. This next tweet is from... This is from Joe Shad. He covers the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post. No Miami Dolphins money for Christian Wilkins? It appears so. Our thoughts. Quote, they can't all stay. What to think about Dolphins Christian Wilkins franchise tag situation? So you can check that out. Jason Sarney, what's his deal? He has a Dolphins weekly column called, at Dolphins Fan Talk. All right. He tweets, if no Christian Wilkins and no Andrew Van Ginkle back to Miami, it will probably be one of the hardest things in my fandom to keep defending a general manager I may not be able to anymore. Wow, so he may be out on Chris Greer. Okay. Marcel Louis-Jacques, we know he covers the Dolphins, ESPN, NFL Nation. Dolphins GM Chris Greer mentioned to us in Indianapolis there are 5 to 6 players they're talking to who are candidates for possible extensions this offseason. Wasn't specific, but keep an eye on guys like Waddle and Holland. In my opinion, they are irreplaceable. All right. This tweet is from Dove Kleiman. He's like, he aggregates NFL news. And here, update. The Lions and Dolphins are two teams to keep an eye on if the Chiefs decide to trade Legarius Sneed. So that would be the Dolphins losing Xavien Howard, but saying, look, we think we're upgrading with a younger player in Legarius Sneed to put next to Jalen Rose. I don't want to put anyone next to Jalen Rose. Jalen Ramsey. And finally, one more here. This is from Josh Moser. He's on WSBN 7, right? All right. And he tweets out here, a report out of Indy from the NFL Combine says the Dolphins are working on an extension for Tua Tagovailoa that is worth north of $50 million per season. Drew Rosenhaus says he is worth the money. And here's the clip.
Is Tua worth $50 million plus a season? If you look at the current quarterback market, I think he is. This is a guy that when you team him up with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, I mean, it's a Berrios and the other targets they have at receiver. It's a dynamic combination. He was very efficient this year. I'd pay him. Who are you going to find that's better? He's young. He stayed healthy this year. That was the big question. He got it done. He's only going to get better, in my opinion. And they had a lot of injuries, and he still was very competitive in the Dolphins. They had a terrific year with him at quarterback.
And that right there is another edition of Twitter Jam. So there you have it. Got some Dolphins free agency news. Got some thoughts out there. I believe they'll work it out with Christian Wilkins. But I think the Dolphins don't want to pay that type of money to a defensive tackle. But again, that goes back to my original point was, whoever you're selecting in the first round, you should hope that they're amazing enough to have to pay them a lot of money after the rookie contract. Like, you're not selecting guys in the first round just to have them for 5 years. You want them to be a pillar, a foundation of your organization. And if that's not a premier enough position, defensive tackle, to want to spend that kind of money, then that's not who you should be taking in the first round. That's my main point. You know what else my main point is? Making sure you get the best deal out there when you're thinking about getting yourself a brand new ride. And that's why I send you to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they get all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot with amazing, incredible offers. Right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're going to walk into the showroom doors. You're going to get a relaxed indoor car shopping experience. Or maybe you're just looking to have your current vehicle serviced. Well, either way, you're going to be treated like royalty at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You may be saying to yourself, Zazzle, I don't drive a Subaru. Can I still take my car there to get it serviced? They service all makes and models. So whatever you're currently driving, you're going to be serviced with confidence when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, it's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. That beautiful building, you can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. It's so easy to find. All kinds of deals, including extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. you're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles come with a lifetime warranty, so you know you're covered. You could check out their inventory right now from the comfort of your own home. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. So I haven't finished watching yet. I'm about halfway through Monday Night Raw from last night. But I'll tell you, the Monday Night Raw commentary crew of Michael Cole and Pat McAfee is excellent. And Pat McAfee, he used a little bit of racy language on the show.
Thank you. Finally, gift that keeps on giving. But let's get back to the match because there's a lot at stake here.
Let's get back to the match. You see how big of an asshole you look like right now?
By the way, yesterday was Ivar's birthday.
Happy birthday, Ivar. Valhalla just brought something out here that made Michael Cole explode. Just all over himself out here. This is...
I don't think you can talk about that on TV.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the excitement levels that you had radiating through.
Oh, goodness. Sami Zayn driven through the mat.
I'm going not a big deal. It's funny, and we are so uptight about language in this country. I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? So, yesterday, the Denver Broncos, they released... It's really the only thing they could do. They released Russell Wilson despite a league record $85 million cap, dead money cap hit. Half their salary cap is dead money next year for releasing Russell Wilson yesterday. Here is ESPN Radio. My colleagues, Freddie and Harry, reacting.
With that number being that large, you no longer dislike Russell Wilson. You hate Russell Wilson, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
Like for Sean Payton to, you know, release Russell Wilson.
Saying it got personal? What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Because the man threw for 3,000 yards, completed 66% of his passes, 26 touchdowns to 8 interceptions.
That's not too shabby.
And this football team was still in playoff contention when they went to him about the injury clause in his contract and decided to bench him.
Wow.
And they said Jarrett Stidham gave them the better chance to win a football game.
Yeah, than Russell Wilson.
What'd you say, Freddie? Lies, lies, and more lies.
Believe me, Sean Payton did not want this guy from the jump.
I'm going big deal. Sean Payton definitely hates Russell Wilson, but I don't agree with the idea that he never wanted Russell Wilson in the first place. Sean Payton could have come out of retirement or whatever you want to call it. He had the choice of whatever job he wanted any year. He chose the Broncos job. It had to have been in part because he felt he would be able to fix Russell Wilson. So I don't believe that he never wanted him. But obviously, he definitely hates Russell Wilson. So I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? Jason Kelce finally retires. Here's Jason Kelce at his retirement press conference. His brother right there in the front row amongst his family members. And Jason Kelce got very emotional.
This is where it's going to go off the rails. I won't forget falling short to the Chiefs and the conflicted feeling of immense heartbreak I had selfishly. For myself and for my teammates. And at the same time, the amount of pride I had that my brother had climbed the mountaintop once again. We have a small family. We have a small family. No cousins. One aunt, one uncle. It was really my brother and I our whole lives.
I'm going big deal because I always like the family stuff there. Very emotional talking about his brother. But I gotta be honest with you. I'm glad he finally officially announced the retirement. I gotta be honest, I think it's a little bit overdone, Jason Kelce retiring. He was a center. I know he was great. It's not, that part's not a big deal. It's really not that big a deal. It's so overdone. But as far as the emotion and his brother, that I like, that's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal. So the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, they're about to tip off. We know that Anthony Edwards is their best player. He was not on the floor for tip off. Instead, he was waiting to check in at the scorer's table.
Anthony Edwards was maybe somewhere in the back, not ready to come out on the floor. So Nickeil Alexander-Walker jumped out there in his place. Anthony Edwards is back, but at the scorer's table. So first dead ball.
So doesn't get the start. No. Checks in.
Checks into the ball game. First game this season coming off the bench.
How about that? Officially.
I'm going not a big deal. He checked in immediately after, but what happened there? He had to make duty? He had to have been in the bathroom, right? I'm going not a big deal. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Yes, great sports night tonight. Panthers, Heat, can we get another double dip? I think we can. The Devils are struggling. The Pistons are the drizzling shits. I think Panthers and Heat both getting that dub tonight. And then that's how we start out the show tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big day, by the way. I am hosting Driving the Line tomorrow. I'm in for Jonathan Coachman. So that'll be at 10 a.m. live, 10 a.m. YouTube.com/@drivingtheline. I will be hosting as your sports betting brand of record. So you can check that out. I am hosting. I'm in for Jonathan Coachman, who is doing play-by-play for the PGA Tour this week. So check me out there. Then, of course, we have Zaslow Show 2.0. And tomorrow night, I'm on ESPN Radio hosting Amber and Ian. So big day tomorrow. But right now, first things first, we got to get those wins tonight. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. Know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Suffering from aches and pains? The all-new Tempur-Pedic Adapt mattress eases your pressure points all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets at Tempur-Pedic.com. Select adjustable mattress sets only. Lesser savings may apply.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
I live by routines, but I especially love my same-day delivery routine with Shipt. And my shopper knows this about me. When Sunday rolls around and I place my weekly stock-up order, Joe sends texts from the aisles. Wilted lettuce? Nuh-uh. Hard pass. Deal on my favorite sparkling water? Whew. Grab two. Fresh flowers just because? Sounds like a delightful idea. If you love routines that work for you, get Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt. Delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com/hi.